This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get the opening bell going, 6:09 on this Thursday morning, September 4th. No winner in a Powerball, going to go up to, what, $3 trillion, I think, right? By Saturday night, $15 trillion, something, the national debt. You can retire the national debt if you win a Powerball?
Pretty much, and with people buying Powerball tickets, wouldn't be surprised if it got above the $2 billion mark. Right now, the jackpot estimated at $1.7 billion.
And there are some other winners, so you might want to check your tickets, just see if you won $50 or $100 or whatever. As it stands now, I'll have to win on Saturday night the big Powerball just to break even with all the tickets I've been buying for the last 47 drawings. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dane Cianlino. Y'all text me at 504-260-1870 safely. Don't ever text and drive. How do you feel about the idea of President Trump sending the guard and Governor Landry welcoming the guard into New Orleans? And do you really think we got like a serious crime problem here that the National Guard has to come in and take care of? Or is it all just a political stunt? 504-260-1870. I'm leaning towards stunt, but I'm cynical, so there you go. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Dane Cianlino about the legalities of it all here on WWL. Man, it's nice outside this morning. I drove in with the sunroof open, or moonroof, I guess, at night, and the windows open, and it's going to be nice today, although warming up a lot. Right now it's 73 degrees and very nice outside, going up to 90 tomorrow as well, dry all the way through. Next Friday, highs only in the mid-80s on Tuesday. By that point, we'll be approaching, what, almost mid-September and hurricane season. Statistical peak is the 10th, about a week from now. So maybe, cross fingers, everything looks quiet. Let's hope everything's all right. Dane Cianlino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola. Talk about President Trump, National Guard, posse comitatus, the courts, etc. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. The president takes an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It seems as though he's kind of walking, putting his toes out there to see how far he can go. Accurate or not?
In many respects, yes. And yes, with regard to the deployment of or the federalization of National Guard troops in California, where 2 days ago a federal judge said he exceeded his authority in doing that. And, of course, he's talked about doing it in Chicago and most recently in New Orleans.
So let's talk, what does that mean, federalization of troops? Let's talk National Guard people that are in Louisiana, National Guard people from other places. How do they interface with local police? Because nothing just happens, right? You got to have the legal authority to do stuff. Explain what's going on in California and what the court said and what happens from here, and then we'll bring it down to Louisiana.
Yeah, the National Guard typically is controlled by the governor of the state in which the National Guard units are located. But under federal law, the president can essentially federalize them, bring them into the federal military under his control if and only if certain prerequisites exist. And in California, that's exactly what the president did. He essentially argued that he was federalizing the troops because the local law enforcement officials and law enforcement bodies weren't able to enforce the law. And when civilian authorities essentially fail, the president can federalize troops and use them for tasks that would typically be ordinary law enforcement. Now, of course, the president can always federalize troops for things like insurrections, rebellions, to repel invasions, but he didn't do it for those reasons. Obviously, he did it because he contended, and the federal district judge in California disagreed. He contended that local authorities couldn't enforce civilian law.
So that was a California state judge, correct or not?
It was a federal judge.
Federal judge.
Yeah, that ruling was 2 days ago. It's on hold now, pending the government's appeal. But that was obviously a setback for President Trump.
So at what point would he get to the Supreme Court? And I guess where I'm headed here, Dane, is if the Supreme Court were to rule in favor of President Trump, would that in effect do away with posse comitatus or not?
Well, it depends on exactly how that case came out. But posse comitatus is that you've used that term several times, and that's a federal statute from the 1870s that says that federal troops can't be used for ordinary law enforcement unless Congress provides some express exception. Mm-hmm. And if the Supreme Court were to look at this case, it would probably look at the facts. I mean, there's nothing unconstitutional about any of the statutes that Congress has passed. Mm-hmm. And the only question is whether they apply given the factual circumstances in California. And the federal judge said, found as a factual matter, that no, there is no insurrection, rebellion, invasion, and no evidence that local law enforcement can't adequately enforce civilian laws.
So what happens when a governor says, yeah, come on in, as opposed to a governor that is fighting it, like in California or Illinois, not in a court yet in Illinois because it hasn't happened, but, you know, the words are going back and forth, and Maryland as well?
Yeah, I think that'd be a very different situation. And, of course, Governor Landry would presumably welcome President Trump doing this in Louisiana, at least in New Orleans. And if the governor's involved and the governor's essentially deploying the National Guard, there's nothing at all wrong with that. I mean, we've certainly seen that in Louisiana. Governor Blanco did deploy the National Guard during Katrina. I think more recently there was some deployment of the National Guard for the Super Bowl. So if Governor Landry were on board and participating in the deployment of the National Guard, that would be an entirely different situation.
As it relates to, let me just read the texts that are coming in. People are freaking out. They think that President Trump is trying to nationalize his police forces in different areas, and that when it comes to insurrection, he's going to refuse to leave office, and that he's going to define that as an insurrection. And what he's doing is, and I'm just combining like 100 texts here, what he's doing is like a frog in the boiling water, which I don't know if that's true or not. If you gradually increase the water, a frog will boil. I don't know, but that's what they say. So that's in essence what's happening, that he's taking over cities one at a time, although it's only been California so far, I guess, right, in Washington, D.C., and that he's going to put the National Guard in place so that when he decides not to leave office, that then the National Guard will be there to put down any, quote, insurrection against him. Thoughts?
Geez, that's a lot of information there.
Well, you know what? Let's take a break for traffic. You can address it when we come back. The only reason I bring it up is because I've been text on it, so we may as well address it if people are feeling it. 620, Dane Cialino, our guest. He'll sort through all of those numerous texts that I combined into one amalgam when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. I combined a bunch of texts into one big question before we went to the break, which is basically, people are concerned, some people are concerned that President Trump's taken over the different police forces in different municipalities, not going to step down, and then they'll be there to quell whatever, quote, insurrection happens against him. And I guess the legal question there, Dane, would be, for people that are, for whatever reason, concerned about that, what legal rights would they have at that point to appeal whatever is going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that President Trump is pushing the constitutional envelope in many, many respects, and in some cases he's clearly within his authority. Some cases it's a close call, and some cases he's clearly wrong. But whenever that happens, obviously, anyone who's aggrieved by it withstanding can go to federal court and get an injunction against what he's doing. And that's been happening all over the country in response to his executive orders.
What about the mayor and the governor as it relates to New Orleans and National Guard troops? Who trumps whom? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, I mean, the Governor Landry controls the Louisiana National Guard, not the mayor. You know, the governor and the state government have police power over New Orleans, subject of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Course, in New Orleans home rule charter, but you know, it's hard to say if the mayor put up a big fight against the deployment of the National Guard by the governor, how that would come out. I would expect that the governor would probably win that shoving match. Mm-hmm. But the mayor has been, since the Landry administration has come in, the mayor has been, in the view of some people, kind of remarkably cooperative with the governor's efforts to improve law enforcement, particularly in the French Quarter with the state police and to a lesser extent with the National Guard.
So when it comes to the ruling of where does this go next in California? Trump appealed and it goes to where now? What court?
Yeah, it's going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, which will consider whether the district court erred over the course of the next couple of months, and then eventually it'll get to the United States Supreme Court, like so many of these lower court decisions are headed.
So if it does go to the Supreme Court and they rule in favor of the White House, is that going to be like any kind of earth-shattering news or anything, or not really?
Well, I don't think so, because it's all just a matter of applying existing constitutional and statutory law to the facts of the case. So it's just a simple application of a lot of facts. And here the factual question is whether or not the local law enforcement officials are able to adequately enforce laws using the civilian policing authorities. And there's already been a finding that they are. I think that will be more difficult for the administration to deal with, although courts are typically very deferential to the administration's, to the president's findings of facts on matters of national security.
So when it comes to precedent, not president, and I guess stare decisis, what kind of, going forward, what kind of precedent would that set for other states who would object, or would each case be heard on its own, or would they automatically revert to whatever this case is called?
Yeah, it certainly would be precedent, and it could lower the bar as to what is an acceptable level of inability to enforce laws with civilian authorities. You know, what the bar would be to deploying and federalizing troops and bringing the Army, the Marines, and federalized National Guard troops to support civilian law enforcement efforts. That would be a very important decision if the Supreme Court allows it.
So the other way around, what happens if they say, no, he's wrong?
Well, again, and I think we're going to see more and more of that from the United States Supreme Court. There have been a number of emergency docket orders allowing him to proceed, but we haven't gotten a lot of opinions on the merits on what he does. Those take a long time. So I do think this term, when it starts the first Monday in October, is going to be loaded with Trump-type cases, and the ability then the Supreme Court will have an ability to consider what limits there are on his Article II power.
Are we going to get a ruling in June, or do they expedite it and we find something out more soon than that?
Yeah, no telling. I think it's going to take a much longer time on this deployment of troops issue, because this is just the district court opinion is only 2 days old. So mm-hmm. I don't expect we'll get anything from the U.S. Supreme Court on this for quite a while.
So until then, the situation in California is Trump has been restrained from this?
He has, and that's going to go to the Ninth Circuit. That's a court that's very likely to affirm the district court, and that'll tee it up for Supreme Court review sometime, probably late this year or early next year.
And in the interim, if he decides to ignore what the Ninth Circuit says, what happens?
Well, he hasn't done that. He hasn't blatantly defied orders of the federal courts of appeal yet. That would provoke a probably fairly quick emergency review by the Supreme Court on what they call a shadow docket, and they would probably issue an injunction on that, but who knows?
All right. Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it. Dane Cianlino, professor of law at Loyola. We'll talk to Mike Strain. When we come back, Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner. We always learn something when we talk to him. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. All right, 6:45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning. That means time to talk to Friday. We would have missed him. Thursday morning, time to talk to Mike Strain. Dr. Mike Strain, a loved veterinarian on the North Shore Commission, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
And I am great. Look, it's football season, time for gumbo, time for hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
You know what? And the weather is nice. And, of course, you know, yesterday I was in the city with Chef Erica Michelle Lassier, who's also known as Chef Diva, and Diva Dogs. And so I was at her home, and she was cooking up her special hot dogs for me. And have you had a Diva Dog?
I have not, Mike.
Well, you know, so the first one, she says, okay, so sit down and get ready. And, she's just full of, just a tremendous fun personality. Mm-hmm. And she studied at Delgado Culinary Arts School. And it's a dog, a sausage dog, but it's topped with crawfish etouffee. Mm. Her own recipe for her etouffee sauce. That was incredible. She says, now get ready for the next one. And her next dog is her own red bean. She uses her own spices, and she is certified Louisiana. It's all Louisiana product. And then she adds onto that some, like, these crispy chicken nuggets and her own special ketchup sauce that she makes. And so she sells spices, and she has a food truck. And even more fun, she says, I'm ready now to travel the world with you through SUSTA, the Southern United States Trade Association, which is located, headquartered in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I want to bring New Orleans and Diva Dogs to the world. So it's exciting. It was a lot of fun. But it just shows that what an entrepreneur with spirit and drive can do. And she makes a living selling these beautiful, magnificent dogs out of her food truck and other catering events, and now she's working to get into local restaurants.
Mike,
it was a fun day.
Yeah, I bet it was. I got to ask you, I got a hard enough time keeping the relish on my hot dog. How do you keep all that on there with the bun?
It's sort of like one of those six napkin po' boys you get there in New Orleans.
Open face kind of thing, yeah.
Right? It may not be pretty, but my goodness, it's good. Right?
There you go. That's all that counts.
That's
It's National Honey Month. I want you to talk about the importance of bees and how we send bees to other states and so forth, because I don't think, oh, by the way, my lady, the lady next to me, my neighbor is a beekeeper. And we were talking the other day, and a wasp came by, and I went to swat it with a tennis racket. I thought, man, it was like Secret Service with the police, the way she was going to knock that out of my hand. I'm not kidding you. Secret Service with the president. She was like, no. Go ahead.
Swatting. Yeah. No swatting. Yes. And I tell everybody on my farm, don't be swatting because, one, you may get them upset, right? Especially if there are bees there, you may get them upset. Extremely important. I can tell you the most expensive bees I ever sold, sold in the state, came from the USDA has a bee research center in Baton Rouge. It is internationally known. They sold two bees to Japan, two queens at $6,000 each.
Yeah, be kidding.
You talk about two bees, right? $6,000 each. I say, oh man, that's hope for my bee breeding program as well. But they are extraordinarily important. A number of crops, if you look at crops, for instance, the almond crop, you look at other crops up in the Midwest, and they simply would not exist. They must have bees to pollinate. Bees are old world. They come from Europe. A lot of European crops that we have here planted wherever require bees. I know on my farm, I can tell you, when I go out in my garden and they're out there just working their hearts out, you know, in my vegetable gardens and, of course, with our fruit trees and everything, they are critical, one, for food production, but number two, they are a tremendous indicator of what's going on in the environment. And I watch my bees very, very closely. But, so mankind now, you know, we must have the bees to exist. You know, it's fun, but they produce, and the honey they produce, of course, I take that is like, that's Lanyap, right? The honey is Lanyap, but bees are critical. And I tell you, we're working very hard. There's some exciting things coming on in the world of bees. They've just, you know, concluded some research, and it was done in England, very close to where I was visiting a couple of weeks ago, where they're looking at, you know, why some of the colonies have failed. And what they found is that there's specific things in the diet that may be lacking that result in the bee death, the colony collapse disorder. And they are sterols, like cholesterol is one of them. And they're developing these feeds with these very specific products, and they found that a sevenfold increase in the number of bees that they fed the proper diet versus the ones that were on a mono diet. That's one of the issues we have is what we call mono diets. In other words, we don't have the diversity that they need, and they need a diverse diet, just like me and you. And so we're working on that, and I think there's going to be some exciting things there. And they've also figured out a way to vaccinate queens for certain diseases that we have battled in colony collapse disorder. So we're making a lot of progress. Last year, especially December, January, February, was really tough on bees. There was a tremendous colony loss, and there was a lot of trying to figure out what the world was going on, and it was weather-related and nutrition-related, and so we're working to overcome that. But I tell you, bee biology is exciting, and, of course, we just had the Bee Association meeting there in Pineville about 2 weeks ago, and just a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff, and, of course, you know, bees and people, we coexist. So don't swat the bees. They know that. They sense that.
Well, this is a wasp now, just to be clear. This is a wasp.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. You don't want to get the old queen bee to tell the others to look. You know, Tommy's out there swatting at us, right?
No, we don't want that, I guess.
Yeah, they got long memories. They're like little elephants. They don't forget.
So does my neighbor. She fussed at me, I'll tell you that. So when it comes to the sugar cane, tell me what's going on with that and what people need to be aware of.
Well, with sugar cane, right now, you know, we're going in to harvest very soon. We will fire the plant this month. And so, you know, each and every day, the farmer has to deliver their allotment of cane to the mill. That's the way it works. Once we fire the mills, we fire them generally on natural gas, but then they run on sugar cane. They run on bagasse. And so those trucks are delivering every day. And so give them a little extra space. You know, those trucks weigh in at about 100,000 pounds. And so don't try to outrun a truck. Don't try to outrun the cane trailers. And really be careful. Just plan your day to know that there are agricultural trucks of all types, from sugar cane and corn and rice and cotton on the road. And then if you see a big piece of machinery moving, you know, because they have to move very large machines. Those cane harvesters are large. The cotton pickers are massive. And you see them pulling over to the right a little bit, just make absolutely sure. Look to see if they got their blinkers on. Because if they're turning left, they have to swing to the right to turn the left. That doesn't mean they're swinging to the right to let you go around them. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes they will. But just be very, you know, exercise caution. And whatever you do, don't try to outrun the railroads, right? Because every year there's issues. They're in a hurry. They try to get ahead of the farm equipment and jump across that railroad track. The train might be coming.
Mike, real quick, let me ask you about grocery prices and some maybe hope for people to look ahead to the future.
Well, I think what you need to do is start thinking about planting your own gardens. There's discussion that vegetable prices may be going up substantially over the next 6 months. Grocery prices are going up, but mainly in vegetables and in beef. Other grocery prices are coming down, which is a good thing. But I think everyone thinks, plant a small garden. Think about going to your farmers' markets and all that sort of thing. And, and again, more cooking from scratch. If you're buying, more of your different spices and cooking from scratch, you can stretch your food budget. So, again, cooking from scratch, visiting those farmers' markets, and wherever you can, grow your own.
And don't be afraid of eating leftovers. They can't hurt you unless they're too old.
Oh, they get better. But when's the gumbo the best? Right?
After everybody it's gets to meet each other, and after everybody gets to meet each other in the pot, right, and hang out and get
That's
to know each
exactly
other.
Exactly right. Yes, I love second day. And sometimes, look, I got big iron pots that I inherited from my great grandmother. Right, I got the gumbo pot.
There
my brother
go.
Still looks at it every day when he's over here, but I got the gumbo pot. And look, I'll eat third day gumbo.
Amen. Thank you, Mike Strain. Appreciate it as always. Commissioner Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 6:54, 6 till 7. Traffic now. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.